news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A little cooler than yesterday morning, but heading for a high in the 80s again today. 67 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill on the way in just 1 minute. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far. Pretty quiet as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Accident-free conditions continue. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Light traffic to the 1065 split. No wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com, complete all the paperwork online, and even schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Welcome to Mobile!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. 4 locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
607 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane, and you, of course, at 343-0106 as we keep working our way through the coronavirus concerns here in South Alabama. A lot of new pieces of news here this morning. We'll get into those closures, and Councilman Fred Richardson really wants to crack down on people getting together in groups bigger than 10. You know, it started over the weekend with this concern of people on a basketball court there at Sage Park, but it's going to go further than that.
Yeah, I think we can expect more people echoing the sentiment of Councilman Richardson, but also a lot more people on the other side that say we probably need to get businesses open, let the economy hit like this.
That's kind of what the president was talking about last night. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Stats are 197 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. Alabama Department of Public Health said about 1,832 people have been tested as of yesterday. So that's the test. Now, this is one of these things. We have the number of cases that have been confirmed. As more testing comes online, we got to believe that these numbers will come up. It doesn't actually mean that there's an increase in cases. It means we're identifying more cases out there. And that'll probably be the story of the next week or so. And it looks like maybe by April 1st, that testing will be available in Mobile outside of the private facilities that now have it. You'll be able to get it at those two city facilities and probably numbers will come up at that point.
Yeah, and in a long list of things that locally we need to take care of here to prepare for this coronavirus wave or to start treating this wave of coronavirus, I'd say that the top priority right now is to increase testing.
Yes, so you know what you're dealing with. You look down I-10 West and Louisiana, one of the nation's hot spots for coronavirus. Louisiana governor says his state has the fastest growing cases of coronavirus in the world as he joins 9 other states issuing stay-at-home orders. Talk more about that in just a couple minutes. Also coming up in sports.
Well, the International Olympic Committee, they should be making an official decision very soon on whether they will postpone the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games. And also some good news. Tua Tagovailoa puts a picture or a video out there on social media of him throwing the ball, which is great news after that hip injury he sustained in November.
All right, and President Trump is ready to get the U.S. economy moving again, relating his feelings that it's more important than keeping the nation effectively shut down. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
At the Monday briefing, President Trump repeating twice something he essentially tweeted out in the early morning hours of Monday.
We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
The president is anxious to get the U.S. economy up and running again, insisting advice of a few months from some health experts is unacceptable.
At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening. essentially the opening of our country, because we have it pretty well shut down.
The president says it's an obligation to get America working again. It seems to be a matter of dollars versus potential deaths, with the president devoting most of his time with the media talking about opening the country up.
You look at automobile accidents, which are far greater than any numbers we're talking about. That doesn't mean we're going to tell everybody no more driving of cars.
The president also mentioned thousands of Americans who die from flu every year. And so, with deference to hotspots, Mr. Trump wants economic activity back to normal soon.
I'm not looking at months, I can tell you right now. We're going to be opening up our country, and we're going to be watching certain areas.
There was relatively little talk of treatments and medical needs around the nation. President Trump is pinning his hopes on the 15-day period, which ends March 31st, as the time for Americans to slow the spread. On NBC's Today, Surgeon General Jerome Adams sounds the alarm about people not taking the need to stay at home seriously.
This week, it's going to get bad, and we really need to come together as a nation. Everyone needs to be taking the right steps right now, and that means stay at home.
The Pentagon is getting directly involved in the hardest-hit places, including sending personnel. Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
We are looking at deploying our field hospitals, which include the hospital, the equipment, and medical professionals, and my aim is to get them out this week. My view is Seattle and New York City are the places. We just need FEMA to validate that.
Transportation units will start moving equipment this week. The field hospitals are designed to be put up quickly where needed and taken down when no longer needed. Unable to campaign face-to-face, Joe Biden has turned a study into a studio for video statements.
The president says no one saw this coming. Well, that's just not accurate. Our intelligence officials were warning of coronavirus threat in January. Just based on public information that I had, I warned the threat was getting worse way back on January the 27th.
It was then Biden wrote in a USA Today piece, "To be blunt, I am concerned that the Trump administration's short-sighted policies have left us unprepared for a dangerous epidemic that will come sooner or later." But the former vice president was critical of the president's decision to impose travel bans on China, South Korea, and Iran, a move some credit with limiting the spread to the U.S. Bob Costantini, Washington.
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio and just in time to talk about the upcoming swarming. Talk termites with me, man.
Well, you know, the swarm season usually lets people know that they're there, but if you're not seeing swarms, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a termite problem.
Uh-oh.
So our recommendation would be to call us. Let's send out a home evaluator. He can do the inspection on your home, let you know if he's seen anything at the time he does the inspection, or be preventative and let us put the Centricon Always Active system in place and protect your home.
Okay, so we could not be seeing anything active like a swarm or anything like that, and the termites could be chewing on our house.
Yeah, typically the termites are in the ground or they could be in a wall, and you're not going to see them until swarm season time, unless you happen to see like the dirt tubes or something on that on the outside of the house.
But y'all can come out and do that inspection and find them.
We're going to send the home evaluator out, do the inspection. If we identify anything, we can address it at the time. If not, we can always put Centricon Always Active around the house and start protecting your house from day one.
All right, Austin, how do we get in touch with y'all?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two Milton police officers are now under quarantine after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. Police Chief Tony Tindall did not say how the officers might have been exposed, how long they'll be quarantined, or if they've been tested. Fairhope city leaders have decided to temporarily close most public parks. This includes the Fairhope Pier and the beach. Last night, the city council made the decision to follow Mayor Karen Wilson's order, which was issued over the weekend. According to the resolution, all parks with playground equipment are closed. Ballparks and other public spaces are open, but only to groups of 10 or less. The golf course and tennis courts will only be open to members. Police will keep an eye on the public areas that are still open to make sure people follow the proper guidelines. Sims city leaders have ordered all parks be closed amid the outbreak. Mayor David Baker posted his emergency order on Facebook, ordering all parks within the city to remain closed until further notice. The mayor also issued a civil emergency for the city because of coronavirus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you. Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at CobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics were set to be held in Tokyo beginning July 24th. Yesterday, International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound told USA Today Sports that the Games will be postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pound said that the Games will likely be moved to 2021 and that the details will be worked out in the next 4 weeks. He expects the IOC to announce its next steps soon. According to USA Today, neither the IOC nor the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee had announced a decision to postpone as of yesterday afternoon. On Sunday, IOC President Thomas Bach announced that the committee would begin exploring alternate ways to stage the Games, including postponement. He did emphasize that the IOC has ruled out canceling the Games. The Olympic Games have only been canceled 3 times previously. The 1916 Summer Games were canceled because of World War I, as were the Summer and Winter Games in 1940 and 1944 because of World War II. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa posted a video to his Twitter page that shows him throwing the football during some drills. Tua is recovering from a major hip injury and was hoping to show NFL teams that he's healthy at Alabama's Pro Day on April 9th. Unfortunately, because of the coronavirus, that Pro Day was canceled. Tua posted the video along with a comment, "Practicing social distancing with the long ball today. Feels good to spin it again. Hashtag process." ESPN reported earlier this month that Tagovailoa was medically cleared for all football activity after a 4-month scan came back all clear. NFL free agency has been rolling along, which is good news for sports fans when there are no live sports being played. The constant announcement of NFL teams signing free agents may end soon, though. Yesterday, the NFL Physicians Society told both the league and the NFL Players Association that it is discontinuing physicals for players. In the letter, NFLPS President Dr. Anthony Casolaro said that the suspension of physicals will last until the health crisis has passed and that medical resources should focus on those who are ill or in need of care. The decision makes it unlikely that free agents who are awaiting physicals will be able to officially sign contracts with new teams. It also makes it very difficult for draft prospects with health issues to be checked by teams before next month's NFL draft. In some player news from yesterday, the New England Patriots released veteran kicker Steven Gostkowski after 14 years with the team. Gostkowski's been the team's full-time kicker since 2006 when he replaced Adam Vinatieri. He's the franchise's all-time leading scorer with 1,775 points, but is coming off left hip surgery that shortened his 2019 season to 4 games. Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick announced his retirement from football on Monday. Frederick just turned 29 years old last week and joins the likes of Andrew Luck and Rob Gronkowski, who also retired from the NFL at relatively early ages. Frederick missed the entire 2018 season as he battled with Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's an autoimmune disease that affects the nervous system. Frederick returned to the Cowboys last year and started all 16 games. And the Carolina Panthers have traded quarterback Kyle Allen to the Washington Redskins in exchange for a 5th-round pick in this year's draft. Allen is expected to compete with second-year quarterback Dwayne Haskins for Washington's starting job. Allen went 5-7 last season in 12 starts with the Panthers. 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
To me, the most important word in the world is dignity. There are certain God-given rights to be fed, to have shelter, medicine, and clothing. When many of our clients come to us, they face the great risk of losing much of what they have, in some cases, losing everything. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In one instant, an accident, a natural disaster, or the intentional acts of others can threaten our dignity. Whether it's a loss of a paycheck, paying medical bills, enduring a life of pain and suffering, or a claim with your own insurance company, or a business dispute, and you can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour, your dignity hangs in the balance. You only pay us if we recover for you. Let my firm fight for you, your family, and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning for the Hooters Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers so far are clear for the 1065 split all the way out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. We've had light traffic and no delays. From the Bayway to the Causeway and over to the Eastern Shore, we've had a good start so far this morning. Just watch your speed. You will have radar. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks. Some people use them for sanding. The hospital is asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, call the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kane. I agree. And if you look at a place we want to make sure has those masks, USA Children's and Women's Hospital, they got to be at the top of that list. So once again, those N95 masks, which are, it's not all that, I know they all kind of look the same to people, but it's the density, it's the weave of the material there, the N95 mask. That's what they're looking for. If you've got some in the home, you know, when I heard that yesterday, I got to looking because I used to have a stack and I didn't know if they were N95s. Are they used for sand and fiberglass work? I'm out of them, but I went and looked in the, where I had it in the shop. If you've got some stashed away, you can even let us know and we'll pass those along through Kane, or we'll just take them directly to USA Children's and Women's Hospital or have their people pick them up. But once again, those mask. If you look around the house, you got them, donate them to USA Children's Women's Hospital. All right, we'll keep pushing on that. 624 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with her forecast. We'll get to his take on the rest of the summer-like spring week.
It got warm yesterday, didn't it?
In the 80s, they said possibly inland by the end of the week could see 90.
Ooh.
So if you
I like hearing that.
You're strange.
Well, I like it because, you know, maybe it'll get people outside some.
Okay, we'll do that. There's plenty of people outside. I was mowing yesterday, watching all the people walking and running and biking coming by. That was good. People get out and enjoy that.
I did hear the AC running a little more than usual. Oh, I will say that.
I came into, I don't even get into that, came into a AC that was, parents, can I take a second here? I came into an AC set on 66 yesterday. Ooh. By the children. It was lecture time. It was lecture time, I'll put it that way. All right, also mentioning Louisiana, this is a story that, I mean, we heard over the weekend, they put areas of Louisiana on lockdown. The headline here is, the headline right now is, let's see, Louisiana governor says his state has the fastest growing cases of coronavirus in the world.
Mm.
Now, New York has the most cases right now, right? Then New York and then Washington State. But Louisiana is, it has the highest growth level of this. And this is, you talk about areas that share. Now, listen, this is a pandemic. So people have come across oceans to bring this disease to the States. It goes to Europe, all those kind of, it traveled that way. So it can get here. Somebody could fly in from New York infected and right into the airport here in Mobile. And yes, but just down I-10, we have a lot of people from Mobile that go to Louisiana and Louisiana to Mobile. I mean, this is, it's not like a rare, there's a lot of people back and forth between Louisiana and Alabama. Yeah. A lot. It's not like a one-off, two-off. This is big, big sharing of people. And they have the highest growth level in cases in the world.
Yeah, it's not like we're talking about the other side of the world. And right. I'm wondering the circumstances that have caused that. Is it, has the virus been around here longer? And did Mardi Gras maybe play a role in this being passed along to people a few weeks ago? Or are there just so many people in close contact in New Orleans that it was able to spread more quickly?
I don't know that. I see people saying that, oh, it's been around longer and Mardi Gras spread it. I don't know. I just don't know, because you didn't, you really didn't see impacts until after Mardi Gras stateside. And yeah. even 2 weeks after, you know what I'm saying? So if you said, okay, what's up? You got 14 days for the virus to show itself. I don't know. I'm not the, you know, epidemiologist. I don't have the, but I don't think it was Mardi Gras, but it is interesting to see and worrisome that a state so close to us has the highest growth rate in coronavirus cases. We'll talk more about this coming up. News is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama State Health Department says there are now 197 cases of COVID-19 statewide. A third case was confirmed in Mobile County Monday. There are 3 cases in Baldwin County, 1 in Washington County. There are 1,227 cases statewide in Florida, with 28 cases in Northwest Florida, 9 in Escambia and Walton counties, 4 cases in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County, with 14 cases. Mississippi now has a total of 249 cases statewide. A Pensacola church is helping feed those in need. During the pandemic, Crown Church has partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to feed local kids. Volunteers were at the Lillian Square Apartments on Monday giving out milk, apples, chips, and other items to parents with their children. Brownsville Assembly of God also teamed up with Feeding the Gulf Coast to hand out food to families in need. Firefighters battled a fire at a Daphne storage facility Monday night. Several departments were called out to put out the fire at Bell Forest Storage Masters. County Road 64 between Rigsby Road and Highway 181 was closed as crews worked to battle that blaze. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year, and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998.
That's 866-5998. And get connected to the Call News.
Stop everything you're doing right now and ask yourself this. Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Andrew McNair at Swan Capital calls this mailbox money. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Andrew wants to help remove stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Swan Capital at 800-848-8768 for a complimentary retirement analysis with strategies that could help your nest egg provide you monthly income you will need in retirement. Call right now, 800-848-8768, and schedule your visit. You, your retirement, Swan Capital, 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Special report, coronavirus update. Negotiators trying to get the stalled Senate stimulus and relief legislation passed say they're close to a deal, as we hear from Suzanne Malveau on Capitol Hill.
Just before midnight, those talks ended after day four. This $2 trillion economic stimulus package, really essential, and it were 15 hours of actually talks and negotiations that happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. You had offers, counteroffers, outrage on the Senate floor.
Talks on final details begin in 2 hours. The coronavirus is on track to begin its surge soon, and Drew Griffin reports hospitals find themselves begging for help as they're critically short of the things that protect healthcare workers from getting sick treating patients.
The lack of ventilators, personal protection equipment, and face masks is at a critical stage where medical workers from across the country say they're being asked to do something that weeks ago would have brought reprimand or even termination. Reuse supplies.
On Wall Street, stock futures up 5%. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve has unleashed its boldest effort yet to protect the economy from the coronavirus by helping companies and governments pay their bills. The central bank committed to buy as much government-backed debt as it deems necessary and, for the first time ever, corporate debt. Its intervention is intended to ensure that households, companies, banks, and governments can get the loans they need. That news helping Wall Street, Dow futures up more than 900 points this morning. Murray Energy Corporation, the nation's largest privately owned coal business, is moving forward with a plan to hand itself to its senior creditors after failing to attract competing offers for its assets in bankruptcy. The Ohio-based coal producer says it received no other qualified bids for its assets and canceled a proposed Chapter 11 auction that had been scheduled for later this week. Murray will instead give control to a lender that has agreed to forgive $1.2 billion in debt. Crude oil trading at $24.99 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A warm day yesterday. Are we running above average on these temps?
Oh, definitely. Yesterday, 84. and the normal high is 73, so yeah, the high was 11 degrees above normal. So we've got another warm day today. It looks like we'll at least get up to around 82, maybe 83 degrees, and we're going to go through a little dry spell now, starting today and running all the way through Saturday. Today we'll have a few scattered clouds, called partly cloudy, about 82. Tonight we'll cool into the mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow I expect mostly sunny skies and a little warmer tomorrow, up to 85. And then Thursday, Friday, plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the mid-80s. And as for the weekend, it looks like the best day will be Saturday. Partly cloudy, high about 85. Sunday, I'd call it mostly cloudy and just a slight chance of a shower and a high around 80. And it looks like kind of a weak cold front will move in Saturday night. So really our best chance for some rain will be Saturday night. And even at that, it's not a great chance. But we'll see some showers Saturday night, and then the front moves in, and we cool down from 85 on Saturday to around 80 degrees on Sunday. And then Monday, a little bit cooler, about 75 degrees. So cold front comes through, but we only cool into the mid-70s early next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, it seems like we've definitely made that turn here. Just the question is, will we have just any kind of cool off? I mean, you're talking about that cold front coming through, but it's not even cold.
Yeah, it's really changed, and when you start looking at the record temperatures now, it's the temperature record lows are around freezing, perhaps maybe 31 degrees of that nature, and that's an indication that things are really changing.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 67 now at our studios, and a bunch of text here. Talking about the Louisiana thing. So this texter says, about Louisiana, my theory is it took 2 to 3 incubation periods for it to be spread to the people that are actually being tested right now. Most of the people that celebrated Mardi Gras were younger and healthier. We're not testing young and healthy people right now. We're only testing people that are sick enough to need to be hospitalized. It took 2 to 3 incubation periods to go through the people that were at Mardi Gras to get the older, more vulnerable patients now. Maybe, I don't know. We'll talk to the docs about that, because there's stories about people that are young that get it. It's not fatal, but they get sick. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess one of the dangers in talking about the fact that this is the group that it could be fatal for, usually, I mean, immunocompromised people and then older folks. But I've now watched, now they're anecdotal, but they are stories of people that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s that have gotten this. And y'all, they get like, I guess we get the idea, because one of the things is that it could be like a cold or have you know, symptoms like a cold. But I'm watching detailed experiences from people that have gone through this that are younger, and it knocks them flat on their butt. Yeah. I mean, it's like the worst cold or flu that they've ever had. It's, now, there may be a lot of people that it doesn't impact that way, but in these situations, I guess I want to get it out of our heads that if you're younger, it's going to be like a passing sniffle and you're going to be fine. Maybe for some people it is, but I have absolutely seen the firsthand stories from people that are younger that get it, that it puts them on their butt mm-hmm. for weeks.
Yeah, I've seen a wide range of stories from people that say they've had the coronavirus, or at least are very confident that they've had the coronavirus, but don't know for certain because, you know, they didn't get tested. But I've seen some, like you said, that the common theme now, and not everyone that has coronavirus, but a lot of people that have it are saying they've lost either their sense of smell or their sense of taste, or both, either at the beginning of the process. Yeah, leading into it, or even afterwards. I know Rudy Gobert with the Utah Jazz, the first NBA player to test positive. That's what he's been speaking about recently, is he tested positive just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and then he lost his sense of taste and smell. But I've seen that with a lot of people. I've seen younger people in their 20s say, listen, you might be saying that this isn't worse than the flu if you're healthy, but this was way worse than the flu. And I've also seen people that said, yeah, I tested positive, and, you know, I had it. I didn't really notice anything other than a little headache and a dry cough, and then I was over it in 2 weeks. So
right.
It's a wide range. I mean, we're talking about a viral infection here that affects people differently. some good news, and from, I guess, worldwide, and Dr. Deborah Birx said yesterday that no one under the age of 14 has died from coronavirus.
Right.
But people have gotten very sick.
Well, that's what we're going to get to. That lines up in these younger people, when I say the younger, 20s, 30s, 40s, that have gotten it in these stories I've seen. It's not that they died. It's just this idea that everybody will have just very light effects. And there shows younger people that are not immunocompromised or anything. They're normal, healthy people. It flats knocks mm-hmm. them on their butt.
Yeah, and one thing I was wondering about, and I think it was mentioned a couple weeks ago, but people that vape and smoke, this mm-hmm. is a viral disease that affects the lungs. And if you're a kid out there, you know, if you're in your late teens or 20s or 30s, and you've been vaping for a long time, your lungs just aren't going to respond. It's just common sense. Your lungs aren't going to be as healthy as someone who doesn't vape or smokes lungs to fight that virus. Doesn't mean that you're going to die, but it means you might have a rougher time of it than someone else.
I want you, if you get a chance, and you're somebody in that description that Dalton just did, go to my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. I put a link up yesterday from Tech Insider, what coronavirus symptoms look like day by day, and they show how this affects the lungs, how it affects the cilia in the lungs that protect it, and how you lose the cells that actually transfer the oxygen into the bloodstream, mm-hmm. and how it then, in that process, basically builds up junk, like a dead material around your lungs, limiting the places where the oxygen can get into the bloodstream. It's an eye-opener. You check it out. Just go to the twitter.com. Find me at FM Talk 106.5. All right, got traffic coming up next.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank, make today the day. Virtual Wallet is a registered trademark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Traffic starting to build as you're coming into the Eastern Shore, but still pretty quiet right across the Bayway. No fog to worry about this morning, all the way to the 1065 split. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, also it's a good start on the way in this morning. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, but lunch, including 7 wings and french fries for just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, from the text line as well, Don texting in here at 343-0106 says, good morning, Sean and Dalton. Something I haven't heard anybody really mention is the fact that people are traveling through the state using gas pumps. I encourage everyone to either wear gloves while they pump their gas or make sure they thoroughly wash their hands afterwards. Listen, Don, there's not a bunch of people saying it, but my 14-year-old daughter lectured me the other night before I went. I said, honey, I got this. She's like, but Dad. I said, honey, I got this. Mm-hmm. She's like, just don't go. I said, we have to put gasoline in vehicles so we can go places, honey.
It's pretty necessary.
She's ramped up. And that's one of the dangers, too, because the other three members of the Sullivan family, they're quarantined. My kids do virtual school right now. And so... Not the 9-year-old. He doesn't care if it's not, you know, it's not a robot or space lasers or something. He doesn't care. But the 14-year-old, she's having to watch how much news she consumes because it'll make a grown person get anxious.
Yeah.
You take a teenager and let them watch that all day.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not healthy.
No.
It's not healthy. I mean, you have to be, we have a house where we're honest about everything. We're factual about everything, but you got to limit the amount of saturation on those things.
You do. And I know last time I filled up with gas, I was thinking that exact same thing. And
I think about that all the time because I think about the dude in front of me that just pumped gas. I'm like, what was on his hands? So you never know. All right, 6:44. Democrats and Republicans will continue the negotiations today after two failed attempts to clear the procedural hurdle on the coronavirus stimulus bill. More on that from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The bill could inject almost $2 trillion into the coronavirus fight and response, but failure to work out differences on a number of sticking points stalled the process again on Monday.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 46. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative upon reconsideration, the motion is not agreed to.
The bill needed 60 votes to advance, but for the second day in a row fell far short of that goal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed Democrats, calling their demands completely unreasonable.
The American people have had enough of this nonsense.
And Senator Susan Collins of Maine was uncharacteristically incensed.
We don't have another day. We don't have another hour. We don't have another minute.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says everyone understands time is of the essence. That's why, he says, Democrats want a quick solution just like everyone else. But, he adds, there must be some assurances contained in the bill.
If this federal government's making a big loan to someone, to a big company, we ought to know it and know the details immediately. The bill that was put on the floor by the Republican leader said no one would know a thing about those loans for 6 months at least.
Democrat Sherrod Brown of Ohio said those assurances must go even further.
We want to help these businesses, especially small businesses. We want to help the airlines, but we need to make sure that this money passes through to employees. That means no corporate bailouts without investing in the dignity of work. It means if you're taking taxpayer money, no stock buybacks, no sending jobs overseas, no outsourcing your jobs to independent contractors, no golden parachutes for executives.
Senator McConnell says Democrats were demanding a laundry list of items that are completely unrelated to the bill.
Democrats won't let us fund hospitals or save small businesses unless they get to dust off the Green New Deal.
Democrats, on the other hand, say Republicans aren't providing enough money in their bill for hospitals, first responders, or protective gear for healthcare workers, while Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana said Congress is letting down the American people.
You know what the American people are thinking right now, Mr. President? They're thinking that this country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots.
Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut had a quick response.
We don't think the bill that has been drafted by the majority party is going to fix the problem.
Negotiations to fix the problem will resume today. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs. But there's one issue we all need help with: taxes. And if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you, Uncle Sam does. Even though you might not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. It could be on your 401k withdrawals, your investments, or maybe your Social Security. Believe it or not, taxes could be one of the single biggest expenses in retirement. So what can you do about that? Well, you can call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and set up a meeting with Virginia Shelby. She's a certified tax coach, and she can show you how the right tax planning can help you keep more of your hard-earned money. Imagine that. So call 866-917-7327 today to get started on your own personalized Retirement Peace Roadmap. That's 866-917-7327. Or visit them online at retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two Milton police officers are now under quarantine after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. Police Chief Tony Tindall did not say how the officers might have been exposed, how long they'll be quarantined, or if they've been tested. Fairhope city leaders have decided to temporarily close most public parks. This includes the Fairhope Pier and the beach. Last night, the city council made the decision to follow Mayor Karen Wilson's order, which was issued over the weekend. According to the resolution, all parks with playground equipment are closed. Ballparks and other public spaces are open, but only to groups of 10 or less. The golf course and tennis courts will only be open to members. Police will keep an eye on the public areas that are still open to make sure people follow the proper guidelines. Sims city leaders have ordered all parks be closed amid the outbreak. Mayor David Baker posted his emergency order on Facebook, ordering all parks within the city to remain closed until further notice. The mayor also issued a civil emergency for the city because of coronavirus. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey everyone, this is Angelo with Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Right now, I think everybody is worrying about COVID-19, and a lot of people are worrying even more about how this is going to affect your income and your cash flow. Don't forget, though, that at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, we buy unwanted gold and silver jewelry, sterling silver flatware, coin collections, currency collections, and gold and silver bullion as well. There are many coin and bullion items that we will pay over spot for, so come on by, let us make an offer, and we'll see if we can get some cash into your pocket. For those of you who are looking for gold and silver bullion to purchase, we do have gold and silver bullion in stock, physically in our hands, and it is readily available. We do have limited supplies, but more orders are booked, and they will be arriving over the next few weeks. So remember, let's all keep our spirits up and don't panic. Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Midtown Mobile. Hours Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 2, online at mobilebaycoins.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics were set to be held in Tokyo beginning on July 24th. Yesterday, International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound told USA Today Sports that the games will be postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pound said the games will likely be moved to 2021 and that the details will be worked out in the next 4 weeks. He expects the IOC to announce its next steps soon. According to USA Today, neither the IOC nor the Tokyo 2020 committee had announced a decision to postpone as of yesterday afternoon. IOC President Thomas Bach announced Sunday that the committee would begin exploring alternate ways to stage the games, including postponement. He emphasized that the IOC has ruled out canceling the games. The Olympic Games have only been canceled 3 times previously. The 1916 Summer Games were canceled because of World War I, as were the Games in 1940 and 44 because of World War II. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa posted a video to his Twitter page. Shows him throwing the football during some drills. Tua is recovering from a major hip injury and was hoping to show NFL teams that he's healthy at Alabama's Pro Day on April 9th. Unfortunately, because of coronavirus, that pro day was canceled. Tua posted the video of him throwing, along with the comment, "Practicing social distancing with the long ball today. Feels good to spin it again. Hashtag process." NFL free agency has been rolling along, which is good news for sports fans when there are no live sports being played. The constant announcement of NFL teams signing free agents may end soon, though. Yesterday, the NFL Physicians Society told both the league and the NFL Players Association that it's discontinuing physicals for players. In the letter, NFLPS President Dr. Anthony Casolaro said the suspension of physicals will last until the health crisis has passed and that medical resources should focus on those who are ill or in need of care. The New England Patriots released veteran kicker Steven Gostkowski after 14 years with the team. Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick announced his retirement from football on Monday. Frederick just turned 29 years old last week. And the Carolina Panthers have traded quarterback Kyle Allen to the Washington Redskins in exchange for a fifth-round pick in this year's draft. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Hooters Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers saying light traffic. No problems from Fairhope and Daphne towards Wallace. Bankhead Tunnel's running smooth. No delays from Airport Dolphin, Moffitt and 65. And it's a good start from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine, shuttle, and taxi service. Weddings are around the corner. Reserve the Ford Excursion Limo that holds 20 or the luxurious Lincoln Town Car at moderntaxiandlimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. By the way, on our website, online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Put this up last week, but this has been fairly interesting to watch the numbers move on this. On a scale of 1 to 5, how quarantined are you right now? And the scale, like, at number 1 would be going about life as I normally have, and the other extreme would be staying home under complete self-quarantine. And then through, you know, the other three are different levels of that. Mm-hmm. It seems like the majority of people, 47% of responses have been number 2, still going to work but taking some precautions.
Yeah, and interesting too that there's more people that rate themselves at a 5 than at a 1. Right now, staying at home under complete self-quarantine getting 12% of the vote compared to 9% of the people that say going about life as I normally have.
So that has changed since yesterday by 5 or 6 percentage points, because yesterday there were more people at 1 than there were at 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed. Oh, now it's changed again. Okay. So 44% now are still going to work but taking some precautions. I would say the next highest
is 4, still yeah. going to work but otherwise staying at home.
That's significant.
Yeah.
So that shift has been pronounced here over the last, well, we had that up for 3 days now, 4 days. We'll let you go ahead and amend that with your vote as well when you go to fmtalk1065.com. And reminder, too, the interviews we do with elected officials, health professionals, if it has something to do with coronavirus or the economy surrounding this, you can go to the front page of fmtalk1065.com. You'll see a link that says COVID-19 local news. And that's what we do. We take the national stories, the international stories here, and dig into what it means for all of us back here at home. And we put those stories up for you to check out at your leisure in a podcast form. Now, you can get them through iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other podcast platforms, or just by going to FM Talk 106.5 podcast. But this is kind of getting them all in one place.
Yeah, everything from State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey, who we talked to yesterday, all the way to Alabama Marine Resources Director Scott Bannon. So we're trying to cover every aspect of the state and how they're handling the coronavirus. You can check it all out right there on FM Talk 106.5. 65.com.
Right, there'll be a lot of information out there when you talk about the virus and the pandemic. But we dig into what's it mean for when your kids are going back to school and are the boat launches open.
We are the only station that can say that.
That's right. That is for sure. 657. We'll be right back.